proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting and important teaching for you today. Now, we're teaching you a principle here. Now, I'm going to cite this principle. Now, listen at it. Now, this is for the believers. This is not people who don't know, for people who don't know God. This is for people who are in covenant with Almighty God. Your job has nothing to do with your prosperity. And I'm going to show you in the scriptures, where the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow to it. Now, this blessing is the thing that makes you rich. Now, what is the blessing? It's a covenant of God that overrides the curse. What is the blessing? It's the anointing of God through which divine favor flows. What is the blessing? It's the power of God to produce. You see, you can get part of that paycheck and sow it as a seed, and then reap a hundredfold, I mean reap a multitude, reap an abundant harvest off of that. You see, and now you can go much further than what that paycheck could ever take you. Now, this is only for the believers. Now, this is something you need to learn about and need to learn how to do it. Because when you do, you can manifest abundance. You'll never have to be in anxiety about not having enough and all this in your life. Once you learn how to work this system, you are financially free. And that's where God wants you. So get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. Let's take some good notes now. It's called Manifesting Abundance. Here we're talking about kings and priests, in fact that one has vision, the other goes get provision, and that we're now in this area where we talk about manifesting abundance, and that abundance not only has to do with provision, but it has to do with vision as well. Because I remember as God tries to show me this mall, I remember I was trying to shrink the vision down to some place where I could perhaps handle it myself. I remember I sent one of the members of the church over who happened to be in the construction industry. I said, why don't you go over and look at that mall? I said, God is speaking to me about getting that mall. And he went over and having our services there. He went over and looked at it and came back and said, Pastor, I think that's highly doable. He said, you know that section, we can get that section right on the east end, right down there at the east end. I said, what section on the east end? God said, the whole mall. Now, notice how he was trying to shrink this thing down to fit something inside of his own possibility. And that's not what God is doing with you. It's not what he's doing with me. He's trying to take us beyond that and get us out of the box. And what happens is a lot of times we fight God and try to show God where it won't work. And but he doesn't listen to that, and thank God he's got a lot of patience. Okay. All right, now, so the world is not interested in religion. I mean, there's plenty of it out there, but they're getting smarter than that. They now want reality. They want to see some evidence of the God you serve. I'm telling you, that's what's happening right now. And one of the things that people have to see, even when they come into church, they have to see provision. See, people come in here because they're hurting. And boy, I'm telling you, a little money answers all things. And if people don't see provision, they're not going to not have the needs met, then they're going to have to run, they're going to be forced to run somewhere else. See? The devil knows that, you know, if we're designed to serve the one who meets our needs, that Satan knows that people on the earth must obey him or they're going to have to be supplied by another kingdom. Now, let me take some time here and just make sure we're flowing. We're talking about manifesting abundance here. And in our lives,
There is, when Jesus came, he came and reintroduced the kingdom of God. Now, this same kingdom was in the Garden of Eden with Adam. But he came and Adam got lost, he sinned and earth got lost, Adam put out, so forth and so on. Now Jesus comes, he's called the last Adam. He's coming to bring it back. And as he's bringing this kingdom back, he's reintroducing it. He's bringing it back and begins to describe it. He says, my kingdom is not of this world. I think he said that in John chapter 19. My kingdom is not of this world, saying that I'm bringing a different kingdom. Let me give you another word that you may be handled. I'm bringing a different government. And in Isaiah chapter 9, it said, the government shall be upon his shoulder. That's what you have as a representation of that when you saw the priest bearing the ark on their shoulder as they crossed Jordan. And notice when they hit the water, everything split. Because the government of God is that powerful that everything must bow before that government. The kingdom of God rules over everything. And so Jesus came, and he's the king of that new kingdom, that new government. And that's not a democracy now. So get that out of your mind. Ain't nobody voting in this. This is a theocracy. One God, and he works with one man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he is coming, and Jesus has sent us now forth as his representatives into another kingdom. Why? Because we're going to be taking care of government business on behalf of our king. So everything we do is going to be in whose name? His name. Your name don't count. Be in his name. At the name of Jesus, come on, every knee must bow. Because he is the government. Okay? So now, as he sends you in there, he sends you in there as lambs or sheep among wolves. But he said, lo, I'm with you. Now, all the things that you'll ever need as provisions have been provided. Have been provided. Okay? Let's say you need some protection. Well, over in Hebrews chapter 12, he said about Mount Zion, he said, there is a company of innumerable amount of angels. What do I mean when I say innumerable? Innumerable. It means that they cannot be counted. In other words, he's got more angels than your computer can compute digits. That's how many he's got. Now, notice, those angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who are heirs of salvation. That's you. So they're there to protect you. All right, now notice you can't see them, but you're going to have to use your faith to believe that they're there. Where do you get faith from? The Word of God. So the Word of God has a picture of everything that's in that invisible realm that belongs to you. And part of your inheritance is deliverance.
Amen.
Okay? So now you can see why that the enemy knows that if we don't obey his system, that we're gonna have to get our provision from some other kingdom. And what did the three Hebrews say? Nebuchadnezzar said, hey, if you don't bow, then you're going to burn. I'm going to throw you in that furnace. They said, wait a minute, the God that we serve, he shall deliver us. Notice, they were aware of another kingdom. They were aware of something else that they didn't have to bow down before a kingdom of this world. Okay? And that is things like that. Now, provision, everything. Everything you need, every piece of clothing, every house, every car, everything you need is already there. It's already in the heavenlies. It's already prepared. You say, well, the car is in the earth. That's true. And the money is in the earth. And God, whatever amount that is needed, he'll get that amount to you. Does this make sense to you? Now, this is very, very important, because what you have to do is you've got to raise yourself above fallen man and realize that I'm in the kingdom of God, and as a kingdom citizen, I have rights to provisions being met. You got what I'm saying? Now, as I gave you this, the one thing I said, which kind of startled some people, but others, you know, they understood it. I said, your job has nothing to do with your prosperity. Okay? Now, wait a minute. Because, well, let's go over to Ephesians again and chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3. And let me know when you get to Ephesians chapter 3. How does faith come? And hearing by what? Now, does that mean hearing at one time? No, it means what? Ad infinitum, continuing to hear it. And you say, well, I've heard that before. Faith don't come by having heard. How does it come? By hearing it again, by hearing it again. And you'll be surprised when you hear it the next time, how it'll mean a little bit more to you the next time than it did that time. You know why? Because faith is coming. I got sermons I'm still playing from Charles Capps from 20 years ago. Look what it says here in chapter 3 Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 8. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among them, glory to you, among the Gentiles, the unsearchable riches of Christ. Now, let me just read that again out of the Amplified Translation. It says this. To me, though I am very least of all saints, God's consecrated people, this grace, favor, privilege, was granted and graciously entrusted to proclaim to the Gentiles the unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless riches of Christ, wealth which no human being could have searched out. But it says unending, boundless, fathomless, incalculable, and exhaustless. Exhaustless. Let's just take that word. What does it mean when it says exhaustless? You can't exhaust it. You can't exhaust it. God has so much for you that you can't exhaust it. Coming over to Ephesians chapter 1, please. And I'm going to read starting at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath what? Bless us with what? All spiritual blessings. Where are they? In heavenly places. Where? In Christ. According as he has what? Chosen us where? In him. Keep going. Before the foundation of the world. When were you chosen? When do you think you were blessed? You see what I'm saying? I'm saying God sees the end from the beginning. And so he took care of everything at the beginning. So you've been blessed. And all those blessings up there are innumerable. You can't count. They're fathomless. They're endless. They have no end to them. And whatever you need, God had already thought of. Watch this. Not need, want. See? And so he's beyond everything you can ask or think. He's already thought of it. And this is good news for you and me. Now, you can't see that stuff, but you have to believe that God, what he said, is true. And as you believe it, faith comes, and faith is the thing that extracts it from that realm and pulls it back into the now. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, are you following what I'm saying? Say amen.
Amen.
All right. Now, I prayed for you this morning that you'll hear what I'm saying. Because this here that I'm going to talk about this morning is very, very critical. Remember what I said now, Satan, he knows the people of the earth. If they can't, they must obey him and be supplied by another kingdom. And it's time for us to be supplied by another kingdom. It's time for us to stop cow-cowing down, because the job move, we got to move. You got what I'm saying? It may not be that God wants you to move. We got to stop cow-cowing down because we don't have enough tuition, so we go and get a student loan. That's fine. I know we'd have done that in the past, but I'm teaching you a way now that you won't have to bow to another system. It won't have to. Come on. You better hear what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, folks. Okay, let's give you these two things, because I gave them to you last time, but I want to give them to you again. Your job has nothing to do with your prosperity. Okay? God can pay off your debt without you having a job change. Or without you having to be compelled to have 1 ounce of overtime. Now, the only reason why that hasn't happened is because it hasn't been taught. It hasn't been taught. Now, why am I saying that? Because I'm going to go back in just a minute, but I'm going to show you that Adam's provision were already supplied. They were there already. Everything that Adam would need, God had given him seed for. Everything that he would need was right there in that garden. Everything. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't in the garden, he didn't need it. Everything you'll ever need is in this book. If it ain't in this book, you don't need it. Got it? Now, this is the garden. Everything that's in that invisible realm, this is a picture of it in here. God made it so that you could see how many angels are there. He made it so that you could see. How do you do that? You take this word and you meditate it. Meditation brings revelation. Revelation is being able to see in and through something that you cannot see with a natural information. Are you following what I'm saying? Now you can see it. Once you can see it, man, something happens to you inside. There's a confidence inside. There's an assurance inside. There's a peace inside. My point to you, if you have advanced knowledge, hey, it puts you at peace. Are you following what I'm saying? All right, now, lessons going down, because I made another statement along with this one. I said this, that your occupation does not determine your success. Your occupation does not determine your success. There are people that think if you don't have a certain occupation, you're not successful. And that had not lit, break that. What I'm telling you is that old cursed system connects your labor with your provision. It connects how hard you can work or how some status and so forth with your provision. So if you're a doctor, you get more provision. If you're a lawyer, you get more provision. If you're a janitor, you don't get quite as much provision. Don't have nothing to do with that. Now I'm saying once the kingdom comes in, it's a new law. Why? It's a new government. I just came from England night before last, and over there they had some different laws than they do in the United States. Matter of fact, if I drive on the same side of the road that I drive on in the United States, I'd get arrested in England. My point to you is, in the kingdom of God, new laws. And as you go with those laws, as you understand these laws and are able to cooperate with these laws, your provision will come from the place that they are in the invisible or where they are in the earth, and those provisions will come to you, or God will lead you to those provisions. Now, hear what I'm saying. I'm saying nothing wrong with wanting to be this or wanting to be that. It doesn't make any difference. But God's got giftings inside of us. One man wants to be a plumber. One man wants to be a doctor. Another man wants to be an astronaut, and so forth. Well, God has made it so that he put that gift in you, and in life you go to that purpose. And he's made it so just because you, the world system pays this person more than they pay this person here, he's made it so that if you're in the kingdom, he's going to equalize it. He's going to make it so that you can get the same size house, you can get the same size car, you can get the same everything. everything. Why? Because he's breaking that thing between how hard you can work and what you can have. Now, if you say, well, Pastor, you're trying to make them think they don't have to work. That is ignorance gone to seed. That is a demonic thought. Throw that thing out, tell it to go sit in the car till you get back. And because that is a demonic thought. What I'm telling you is how the kingdom works. Now, as we do this, now we've had people have been provision-minded, and they've also got the wrong translation or had the wrong interpretation or misinterpretation, misinformation of the Bible. For example, turn to Luke chapter 6, please. Luke chapter 6. You're going to be an engineer because God called you to be an engineer. You're going to be a dental hygienist. You're going to be a dentist. You're going to be a whatever you are, educator. You're going to be a politician because that's the giftings inside of you. Now, this is what I got to get over to you. This is what we got to get over to the church. And look what it says in verse 20, Luke chapter 6 and verse 20. And he lifted up his eyes, this is Jesus said, on his disciples and said, blessed be the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed be the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Now, somebody gets that and say, well, they're just poor. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Brother, bless you. Hallelujah. I know you're poor right now, but glory to God. You're going to get yours in the sweet by and by, so forth, and sound all religious. And that's that. You follow what I'm saying? Well, let me tell you. We want it in the stinking, nasty here and now, and understanding that poverty is a curse, just like sickness and death. You got what I'm saying? God doesn't want anybody poor. Jesus, one of the first things he did was come to preach the what? The gospel to the poor. Folks, with poverty, it stinks. It brings in disease. It causes wars and all kinds of things. Poverty does. It breaks up families. Poverty is a killer. And it's not designed to be among people. And God has blessed you and me because one of the definitions of bless, it is that it's a covenant of God that overrides the curse and is the anointing of God through which divine favor flows. So God wants you to go into a place that may be ruined or lives may be ruined because he's got something flowing in you that's going to make it like the Garden of Eden.
Oh, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that's called manifesting abundance. Now, one of the things that I want you to get from this teaching today, we're talking about the world system versus the word system. We're talking about the kingdom of this world versus the kingdom of God. Now, in the kingdom of this world, basically, people are limited to natural knowledge. In other words, the intellect. In other words, trial and error. But once you come into the kingdom of God, there is no trial and error. The Holy Spirit tells you exactly what to do, and you can release your faith and obey God and access the blessings of God in whatever environment you're in. Now, you remember when here's Peter and he had fished all night and caught nothing? Well, here is Jesus preaching on the shoreline the Word of God. Then he gets in Peter's boat, pushes out a little from the shoreline, and sits down and begins to teach the people. Well, once he does that, then he calls and turns to Peter and said, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a great increase. See, a big abundant supply. Well, what happened? Peter turned to him. Peter said, wait a minute. Now, I know how to fish. I've fished all night. And we caught nothing. But nevertheless, at thy word, I'll launch out into the deep. So he did it. And caught a boat-sinking, net-breaking load of fish. What? He got off this system of the world because that's a system of scarcity and a system of hard toil and labor. But he went over to the system of the kingdom of God. Yes, he did work, but he worked on another level. And look what he pulled in. I'm telling you, this same type of provision and how to get it is available to you and I right now. The address and phone number on your screen here for this particular tape series because this is a powerful series. What we're trying to do is manifest abundance. We're trying to bring people into the kingdom of God in abundance. And I think the world is waiting on this teaching. Praise the Lord. Well, that's all we have today. This is Bill Winston saying we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Working overtime, working all the time. Will there ever be enough time to fully enjoy the fruits of your labor? Stop chasing after provisions and let the provisions come to you. God has a plan for all your needs to be met in abundance.
Our source is Almighty God. Every need that we'll ever have and need of, God has already, come on, provided.
Manifesting Abundance, Volume 2, is the fifth installment of the Kings and Priests series by Dr. Bill Winston. In this powerful teaching, you'll discover that the provisions you need are available to you right now.
The blessing empowers anything that is seed to multiply.
Order Manifesting Abundance Volume 2 today, and Dr. Winston will explain why you don't have to toil for your provisions any longer, how to properly tie your labor to the Word of God and not to your inheritance, why the blessing that is on your life will manifest abundance wherever you go, and much more.
God, through Christ, through Abraham, gave this whole earth back to you.
To order your copy of Manifesting Abundance Volume 2, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Before you were born, God already provided everything you would need on this earth. Learn how you can trigger the ability to manifest abundance in your life. Order your copy of Manifesting Abundance Volume 2 today.
While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org.
Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
The kingdom operates by laws. By laws. Do you hear what I'm saying? Now, I know we look at it and we call it a miracle, and that's fine. But if you're looking at it from God's standpoint, it's just the work of God.